There's a lot of others out there. Like, I was doing a little research on this, trying to figure out what people consider, you know, guilty pleasures. And some of the ones people were saying were these great films. I was very surprised. I look at films that I guess don't have much substance to them, but can be enjoyable for you.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like something that, like, I mean, I'll give you a couple examples that you may have seen. Way back in, like, in the early 80s, the film called Overboard with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. It's a fun film. You know, there's nothing special to it.
No. It's not Gone with the Wind, but
yeah.
But it was very charming, and she was great in it.
She was great in it.
Kurt Russell was fine. They were both fine.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun, but, you know, so I'm trying to figure out what would be considered.
Edward Herman, I liked the first husband.
He was terrific.
It was very funny.
And then, you know, I'm trying to think of what it would be because, I mean, that's a good film, and it's got big casts, and I'm finding these films, at least what I'm looking at so-called guilty pleasures, are films with, I guess, would be more Hollywoodized with big celebrities, like even movies that I'm thinking of like Con Air that came out about 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I didn't bother to see.
Yeah, like it's fun for what it is, you know, Devil's Advocate. That's another one.
Oh, that's Al Pacino?
Yeah, Pacino and Keanu Reeves.
No,
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, yeah.
You know, it's a huge cast. You know, I think Charlize Theron is in it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not great. But the one...
No, especially the fire at the end, I thought was fun.
Yeah. Well, the one that really, I think, fits into the real guilty pleasure thing, that's just one of those films that have been made for that reason is, I don't know if you saw it, Roadhouse.
Boathouse?
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
It was this film made with Patrick Swayze, and Jeff Healey was actually in it for a while as a band in this real. And he just plays a bouncer or a cooler who cleans up bars and, you know, love interests. And Ben Gazzara is in it, and he's amazing as the bad guy.
I've never seen him do a bad job.
Oh, I saw him. I met him years ago at a festival, and, you know, he was sick at that time, but
yeah.
He was still amazing to talk to. And I asked him experiences about that and some of the Cassavetes films because it was my favorite. And he was just great. But, you know, those are the type that I'm thinking of, you know, of movies. Like, I guess, you know, people could look at the old time films or the newer films that they would figure.
You know what, another movie, this very old movie, as Abbott Costello meet,
Frankenstein?
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
That was a scary movie I ever saw.
Yeah.
Ever. That,
really?
Yes. I don't see many scary movies, but that scared the hell out of me. And I really enjoyed it. Of course, I like Abbott Costello. They were terrific.
That's one of their better ones, actually.
What's that?
I think that's one of their better ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It had a beginning, a middle, and an end. I mean, it was a real movie, but no, I enjoyed that.
So when you were Cannibals came out, what was the response? Was it just Barry? Did it get any good response? What happened?
It got a dirt. It came and went. I don't know whether Ivan did his best work in Toronto. At least. This was the quickie that was made to fill a spot in a circuit. You know, the studio had to make so many films, and this was done very inexpensively, and it just went into you know, I don't know if they had drive-ins, if they still had drive-ins then, but it was that kind of movie. It was just done fast, get out. It was almost like American International, you see, the Corman stuff. Just do it and get it out. So it certainly. Even if there had been a film festival at that time, this one wouldn't have made it into it.
Okay, well, you know what we'll do now, just for fun? What I'll do is I'll put on the trailer. So I don't know if you... Have you heard the trailer?
No.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put on the trailer so you'll be able to actually hear the trailer.
Uh-huh.
It's funny. Your voice is in it a few times from certain questions that you're asking from the trailer. It's really funny.
Okay.
So let me just put that on and just listen to it here.
Once upon a time, there was a little country town where folks had a very strange diet. Strangers who stopped for lunch ended up staying for dinner.
What did I just have?
Yes, this just came in this morning.
Is it really fresh?
Mrs. Wilson, if it was any fresher, it would get up and tell you itself.
American International Pictures presents... cannibal girls. They're young, beautiful, and very, very sexy. They love every man they meet. First to death, then for dinner.
What will you have for dinner, my lovelies? What will you have?
In case you hadn't noticed, I decided to stay.
No.
Yes, it's rather nice to have a man around the house.
In order not to offend or horrify those in the audience of a squeamish or prudish disposition, the sound of a bell in the theater will warn you when to close your eyes or turn away so that you may avoid witnessing certain scenes of an especially erotic or gruesome nature.
Did they ever use the bell?
A couple of times on set.
Oh, really?
Whatever was going to get gruesome, they rang the bell, then we shot it.
It's funny. Anyway, I just thought it would be funny. And you're the perfect guy to sort of have on for this sort of type of thing, because I know you've had that experience, and, you know, that's a cult favorite, and you're a big, huge movie fan as well, and doing a lot of stuff, so... It was. I really appreciate the fact that you were able to come on and, you know, sort of talk about that film, your experiences there, and some of your other films that you really were guilty pleasures as well.
My pleasure, Phil.